of a missing child, Big Rob. We have a parent of a missing child, Debbie Brewer. How you doing today, Debbie? Well, I know how you're doing. You're worrying right now, of course.
Yes, I am.
Tell Muskegon, what do you want to share with Muskegon?
First of all, I would like to share with Muskegon that I have a 12-year-old daughter. Her name is Haley Moffitt. She attends Timberland School. She got upset Friday, and she ran away from home. She has been missing since Friday. I would like to ask anyone that if they know where Haley's whereabouts is, could they please call me, and I can leave my number, which is 231-855-8750. I'm her foster mom. Her biological mom is also worried about her and her siblings.
Now, can you describe her, if you don't mind? Describe how does Haley look, and describe what she had on the last time you seen her.
Yes, I can. Haley is 12 years old. She's about 5'2". She wears maybe 180 pounds. She's biracial. She wears her hair in a ponytail. She has greenish-blue eyes. She's... like I said, she's biracial, mm-hmm. and a very nice-looking young lady, very friendly. I think she's hurt right now. She doesn't know what to do, and I don't want anyone to take advantage of her. All her and my mom is worried about is she's safe. The police has been looking for her. Her caseworker has been looking for her. Haley has made contact per phone, but she's called people privately. Mm. She's been on Facebook also, saying that she's in a relationship with a 17-year-old male.
Mm, wow. So you definitely suspect that she might be with a 17-year-old male?
Yes, we do. So we're asking anyone out there, they know me, and if they see Haley, please give us a call. If they can't call me, is it okay if they call the radio station and
yes.
you get back with me?
Yes, 727-5007. They can call that number, 727-5007. And somebody would be there. If we don't answer, leave a message, and we'll call right back. We'll call you right back. Apparently, 5'2", she looks older than 12 years old then.
Yes, she did. Yes, she looks older than 12. She could actually pass for a 17-year-old young lady.
Okay. All right. Is she on Facebook? Does she have a Facebook friend? Is it Facebook
yes.
name that people might know her by?
Yes, she's on Facebook. She's been contacting people through Facebook.
Okay.
But she hasn't called me or my husband, and we truly want to talk to her.
Okay. All right, Debbie. I could imagine. You said she's been missing since Friday, so that's like four days.
Yes, it has been. She hasn't been to school. I've been contacting the school. The school hasn't heard from her either.
Have the police department mentioned anything about an Amber Alert?
No, they haven't. But they are aware that Haley's missing, but they have not put out an Amber Alert.
Do you think she's in harm's way?
Actually, I'm not for sure. I don't want to say, but I don't know, but anything could be going on.
If Haley is listening right now, and we're going to run this back, we're recording this, going to put this on a website, we're going to post it on Facebook, we're going to put it on Twitter. So somebody's going to be able to get a hold of Haley. Believe me, we got a lot of listeners here, 103.7 The Beat, so somehow or another, she's going to get the message. What do you want to say to Haley?
What I really want to say to Haley is, Haley, Debbie and Pawpaw love you. We've been through a lot with you. We've always stuck by you. We've introduced you into a lot of things you have never been introduced to. Please, please call us and let us know where you are so that we can sit down and talk to you and try to work these things out, because I love you dearly.
All right. We're praying for you, okay?
Okay.
Stay strong.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, we're going to go to some music, come back. Hope this young lady come home. I'll be right back. Be right back. If you know of Haley Moffitt, 5 foot two, 180 pounds, and a 17-year-old boy,
yeah,
you just don't know that you can really get yourself in some serious, serious, serious trouble. Sometimes girls might say they're older than they are.
Yeah.
So I'm giving benefit of the doubt.
Yep.
But it's been communicated. She's 12 years old. and you can get some serious trouble. And she don't even know how much trouble she can get in being a runaway.
Being a runaway, and he can – they got a prison cell waiting on you, bruh.
So
you're 17 years old.
So do the right thing while the time is still early and bring her to a safe place. The telephone number to her mom, 231-855-8750. 231-855-8750. Haley Moffitt, if you know of her.
She's out there listening. You can come by the radio station, 1877 Peck Street, and we will contact you. People that you need to get in contact with.
Right.
So if you don't feel safe, you know, taking her home, then you want a safe place, just
drop off here.
Drop off here at the radio station. We're here till 10 o'clock. Somebody is. So,
right.
1877 Peck Street. Or call the radio station, 231-727-5007, and we will contact your foster mother, and she can come pick you up in a safe place. If you want to be at Walmart or Myers and they come pick you up, let us know. Any kind of way we can help facilitate this.
Right.
Either you come by the station, you give us a time, she, you know, we'll contact you, you know, contact the foster mother, and mother can go pick her up.
Yeah. And we realize there must be some things going on. Mom says there's confusion going on.
Yes.
And so we don't, as people in the general public, we don't want to be judgmental of this little girl.
No.
Nobody. She named quite a few things in this quick interview.
Yes.
That could set a lot of people off.
Yes.
That we don't even know. I mean, that's foster care.
Yes.
I mean, your biological parents not there. Yeah. The race identity thing.
Yep.
There's a lot of different elements that goes in the kid's mind, and we don't know what they're going through. We got to embrace them, hug them, love them. Haley, if you out there, you got some people that care about you. No matter, I don't know what your past been like.
Yeah.
But you got somebody who cares about you. And hopefully you would pick up their phone and don't have this mother risking her health, because, you know, you can worry yourself to death.
Yeah.
It could start some other things from you worrying.
Right.
Heart attack, stress, stroke.
If you're only 12 years old, young lady, you need an adult to help guide you. You know, not live your life, but guide you.
Yeah.
You know, through this maze of emotions and feelings and things of that nature. So if you're out there and you're listening, Haley, you can either call the radio station. We can facilitate for someone to come pick you up, or you can come by the radio station. You can just walk up to the door and ring the doorbell, knock on the door, and we'll call the proper authorities and have them come in, your foster parent come pick you up.
All right. Be right back.